Number eight. Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show should have gotten an underwriting deal with our five-star friends over at the Masonette instead of Pizza Papa John.
Okay. Buddy from Buddy's Carpet Barn. Sexual harassment suit from Roxanne Qualls. There's a carpet munch joke in there somewhere, but I couldn't find it.
He wins that one.
2-1.
All right, number seven. Cincinnati City Council should have let the KKK put their cross up on Short Vine in Coryville. Or maybe over the Rhine.
Disgruntled postal worker disease affects Tony Perez mid-season.
Hey, that's my number three.
because you stole it from me, punk.
No, that's my number three.
Two.
You stole it from me.
Number six.
He stole it, I won.
When we get to number three, you're going to hear it again.
No, you're not on six, yeah?
Yeah, we are.
Yeah, number six.
These lists just fly by.
They do. Well, I'm drunk, boy. I can't count.
All right, here's number six. Princess Di should have accepted Madonna's invitation to move in after her breakup with Prince Charles.
Number six. Amy Fisher dates John Wayne Bobbitt.
Draw?
Oh.
Oh,
yeah.
That sucks.
They said draw.
All right.
2-2-1.
Number
no,
five.
It's 3-1-1 because he stole mine.
Kiss my ass. Number five. Chevy Chase should have said or done at least one funny thing. He could have at least fell down.
That's not bad.
Yeah, that works.
Okay, number five. Olympic Committee for Atlanta in 1994 approved sack races.
That definitely goes with Chris.
I don't like that one.
That was so bad, Chris gets number four.
Oh, number four. NASA should have put Al Sharpton in orbit around Jupiter.
I didn't hear that.
I said, wipe the crap out of your ears, okay?
Well, I'm sorry, I actually have a paying job.
I said, NASA should have put Al Sharpton in orbit around Jupiter.
Okay. Number four. There was no Def Leppard tragedy this year. Someone should have died. Or they could have had a female one-legged guitar player and called her Eileen.
That was good, but Crystal won that one.
Maybe they should have put Def Leppard in orbit around El Chapo.
Number three. Are you ready? Here's number three, which you stole from me. Tony Perez should have been affected by the disgruntled postal worker syndrome.
Hey, Chris, you're a witness on this. He stole it from me.
No, you stole it from me, bozo.
You're a liar.
What's your number three?
Number three?
Yeah.
Marge in a thong.
That's so bad, even number two's taken away from
it.
Here's number two. If Conan O'Brien wanted a fat, no-talent goob to sit next to him, he should have hired my co-host, Rob.
Oh, that's a shot.
I got that one from Rob's mom.
Number two, there should have been a Fantasy Island reunion before Hervé Villechaize died.
Definitely goes to Chris on that.
Alright, and number one, the number one thing that should have happened in 1993 that didn't, WLW, the big one, should have put the Chris and Rob late night talk show on in place of Bill Cunningham.
They're brown nosing you because they're in your studio and they're drunk. Number one, more computer enhanced graphics for panty liner commercials.
That's right, he was ahead 3-3 anyway.
I won.
I won.
You won.
I won. The phone lines are open at 749-1444. That's 749-1444. This is the Chris
and Rob
Late Night Talk Show,
where we don't always play fair. WAIF Cincinnati.
He says you're a thief.
Who is it?
He can kiss my butt. Yeah, but his was higher up, so yeah.
Well, I think actually he gets busy about this time, so.
Slight power underestimated. There's a hang-up.
I said you're a thief, Chris.
I don't care.
Well, he wasn't a thief. He contributed that one earlier, and then he tried to take it back, so. Oh, my gosh.
Who's that?
You can't tell a joke to Jim. You gotta tell it to all the Queen City.
Go ahead, you're on the air.
Am I on the air?
Yep.
You're on the air.
Chris, it takes a real man to hang up on somebody instead of arguing it like a real person would be, like a real talk show host. But no, you have to sit there in your posh little studios, acting like you actually know what you're doing in there. For no money, I will remove.
Say the phone number again, Rob.
That, hey, that no money bit, you know, that just goes a little bit too far. We ain't no money. Just, we got...
It doesn't do any good now.
We probably got tonight, what, like 75 cents worth of food and drink. Just donated from our friends and fans.
Donated by the fine friends of the drunk people.
The voice of the people have...
Drunks Inc.
have donated his stuff. Well, you guys are like taking it. You guys are incorporating now? Oh, man. You were supposed to mention it. Yeah, let me have that or something I got supposed to mention.
What cut?
Oh, I don't care. They're all good. Listen to Cafe Nicotine Tuesdays at noon.
That's, you missed it.
No, well, ain't it, are they doing it again?
Announce that one.
No, I guess not. Shit.
Announce that one.
Oh, well, hold on, what's a cool one? I don't know, it's... Here, listen to Metal... Oh, we already did that one. No, listen to Metal Connection, today at 2.
Announce Joe Pat.
Alright. Listen to Joe Pat.
We're going to play a song called The Wreck of the Barbie Ferrari by John Hyatt. And when we come back at the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, we will call the northernmost telephone in the Western Hemisphere. And it's cold there. We'll be right back. We're back down here at the lovely plush studios at the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
He's Chris and I'm Rob, and the subject is Alaska.
Right. And what we're getting ready to do here, and Jim's going to dial it up for us now, we are going to call what we believe is the northernmost telephone line in the Americas.
I guess Santa's workshop doesn't qualify.
Well, I have to ask if Santa's there.
That'd be funny.
We haven't called this number yet, by the way.
Hey, that's rolling, ain't it?
Yeah, we roll. I don't know.
Okay. We haven't called this number yet, by the way, so we do not know who's going to answer the phone or what's going to happen when we get them. But we do know a guy named Frank lives there.
Dude, this is like a guy's house? This isn't just like a outpost for...
Yeah, somebody gave me this number.
You're kidding.
Yeah.
You're dealing with this character, bud.
Okay. But we do know that a guy named Frank lives there.
He's Frank. He's probably some kind of crazed lunatic eating nothing but raw moose meat for the last 15 years.
You want to talk to him, Chris?
Phone's ringing at the northernmost telephone in the Americas.
Hello, is this Frank?
Yes, it is.
Hi, my name is Chris of the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show in Cincinnati, Ohio. And our friends over at the National Army Guard Base in Nome have told us that you are the northernmost telephone in the Americas. Is that true?
I don't know if I'm the most northern, but we probably are.
Do you have any neighbors that are farther north that have a telephone?
Probably not. There's one right across the street from me, but I probably got the most, or he's across the hallway, so we're probably equal.
Who lives there?
A native person.
Really? So how cold is it up there in Barrow, Alaska?
Right now it's actually not that cold. It's probably about 10 or 15 below.
That's cold, my friend. That's really cold compared to it down here in Cincinnati, Ohio.
Yeah, well, how warm are you guys?
How warm is it outside? It's about
12.
It's about 12.
It's a very hot 12.
Yeah, it's a hot, sweaty, steamy 12 down here in Cincinnati.
It's a dry
12.
Right. Well, there's something we've been wondering. We called the couple places up in Alaska tonight and asked the same question. Are you guys real worried about this? What's his name?
Vladimir Zhirinovsky.
Zhirinovsky guy, he wants to come over and invade Alaska from what we hear.
Oh, no, we're not worried. Let him come.
Yeah! You guys been building up, you know, in militaristic fashion since the elections a couple weeks ago?
No, not that we haven't really.
So if I could ask you a personal question, what are you doing up there that far north?
I work as a police officer.
Really? A lot of crime up there in the tundra?
Surprisingly, yeah. But typical of every place else, you know, we have our theft, our homicides.
You're not familiar with broadcast law, are you?
Yeah, a little bit.
Uh-oh, we're in trouble now.
Man.
So how far are you from Santa's workshop?
Actually, there is a North Pole, Alaska.
There is? Who
yeah,
lives there?
It's actually south of us, about 500 miles.
Now, the lady I talked to over at the National Army base this afternoon, over in Nome, who said she knew you, I don't know her name, said that things are pretty chilly up there and it's pretty far north. You got water to your north there from the sea, or is it just ice all the way up across to the other side?
Actually, we got some open water probably about a mile or two offshore.
Good fishing?
It's ice. If you want to go for a big whale.
Oh, you got whales up there?
Yeah, but they've actually migrated south at this time. They came through here about September, October, heading south.
Wow. What do you guys eat up there? Do you have regular old A&Ps and Krogers and Marshes and Piggly Wigglies, or do you got to go out there and, like, slaughter a grizzly bear?
We got grocery stores up here. Everything's flown in.
You got your own wheat growing up there?
McDonald's.
Nothing grows up here.
Really? Do you have McDonald's?
No, but we have there's probably about a half a dozen restaurants in town.
Really? The Dairy Queen?
No Dairy Queen, nothing, no fast food.
No ice cream parlors?
You don't want no ice cream. Chili parlors.
No, we're not lucky enough.
Really? Do you have like a lot of chili and hot food?
Well, actually, you know, we just probably eat what everybody else eats down south.
I heard that you call us the Lower 48.
That's right.
You know what we call Alaska? The last frontier.
Yes. Well, that's what we call ourselves.
The last frontier. Well, we sure appreciate you. Hold on, I got another question for you. What's warmer? Like a nice big fur coat or some of that new age plastic Northern Zen kind of stuff?
Actually, a good native fur parka is probably as warm as anything.
Right.
Especially get a good fur ruff on it.
I tell you what, you know we got this Brady bill going to effect, Frank, so go out there and get a lot of guns in case the Russians come over while you got the chance.
Yeah, we heard all about him, yeah.
We sure appreciate you taking the time out to talk to us.
Well, thank you for calling.
Keep Barrow safe.
Ask him if he likes vodka.
Do you like vodka?
No, I just came back from Barbados with some rum. I spent a month down there on vacation.
Hey, dude, you want to carry a
Globetrotter? What were you doing trotting around the world like that?
Well, I had to go someplace where it was warm.
Did you even own a... Do you own a pair of shorts?
It's warm compared to
that. Of course. We can run up. I do a lot of running. We get nice summer weather down here.
So you're...
It's 60 or 70.
It gets up to 70 up in Barrow? Well, that's great. You're probably the only guy there with the tan, though, aren't you?
Right now I am.
driving the chickies wild.
Oh, yeah, but they don't get to see it unless I'm going to be indoors.
All right, thanks a lot, Frank. We'll cut you loose.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Keep our northern border safe.
Watch out.
We will.
We appreciate it.
Tell you what, those Alaskan folk are friendly. You talk to guys in Ohio in the middle of the night, and they're just mean.
The northernmost telephone line in the
mean.
Americas. You just heard it. Frank up in Barrow, Alaska. The phone number here is 749-1444, 749-1444, and we're taking your calls at the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
We actually have a topic this week, so we're expecting the phone lines to just go crazy, and six of the seven lines are taken right now, but there is one line available if you get in right now. That's 749-1444. I mean, should we even worry about this Zhirinovsky cat? Like, what are the Russians going to do? They can't do anything.
He's a fascist.
He's a fascist, but he's not going to bug us. Jennifer, what's on your mind?
Oh, not much. The post-holiday blues, I guess.
Didn't get what you wanted, huh?
Oh, I guess I got everything I asked for.
Really? You didn't get everything you deserve.
Yeah, I bet you didn't either, Rob. Anyway, what is the topic? Because I just
Topic
in.
Is Alaska, all things Alaska. And I'll ask you, Jennifer, you're a strong, healthy, strapping young woman.
Yeah.
Would you go up on the northern border in case the Russians came over to either serve as a combat ground troop or some sort of support capacity?
No.
So you would let the Ruskies just take Fairbanks?
Sure. No, I don't think they're going to do that.
What, why not? What's going to stop them? Weak-willed jellyfish like you sure aren't going to protect the Alaskans.
What's international laws? I mean...
Oh, yeah, they're really concerned about international law.
Well, that guy was a, you know, that guy that got elected. He's
Vladimir Zhirinovsky?
Yeah, that's him.
Mm-hmm. What about him?
I think that was just... I don't think that's going to happen. But, I mean, if it did, I think it's important that we keep Alaska as a state, you know, 50, you know, keep it even.
Hey, can I quote you on that? It's important we keep Alaska as a state.
Yeah, you can quote me, Rob.
It's important that we keep Alaska as a state.
As opposed to a part of Russia or something.
So if you're just now checking in with us, Jennifer, what have you been doing for the last hour and 15 minutes? Huh?
Don't
you
say
meet a
Barnaby
boy or something?
Jones.
What?
Don't say Barnaby Jones either.
No, I wasn't watching Barnaby Jones.
Did you go to Cooter's tonight?
No.
Met a boy?
Not tonight.
So what have you been doing?
I've been writing. That's what I do at night.
Read us a little snippet, will you?
Oh, it's not in front of me.
Not another ode to Jim Morrison, I know.
No, it wouldn't be. Another ode to Jim Morrison?
Yeah, weren't you the one that read a long ode to Jim Morrison?
Oh, I think I did probably one.
Jim, you're so cool.
Can I put you on hold like every other caller does?
Yeah, go ahead, put us on hold.
Only if you got Muzak.
I do not have Muzak, unless you provide it.
We'll provide it.
Okay, 1 minute. La 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 la. Everybody! La 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 la. Okay, I'm back.
All right.
It was just on my desk.
Okay, lay it on us. Hold on. You want what kind of poetry reading music do you want? Or just prose?
It's like blank verse, so it's not rhyming or anything.
Okay.
She wants some hard funk.
How about some hard funk?
Fairly hard.
Some fairly hard funk.
Not classical or anything like that.
Not what?
Not classical or anything.
Not classical funk. Oh, yeah, okay, this is some good funk.
All right. Okay, I'll read it to you. I just wrote it, but I guess I'll read it. Unfettered yet on the cusp of a word, dressed in glasses and those jumpers, sea to shimmy sea. Jad Fair was heard in all 50 states of mind and those associated with him. Trampled by the stampede, 20 skedillions strong, this led by Penman and his Gillette handy, and Kramer at the wheel. As the crowd left, I wrote down the words he didn't sing. Where Jad Fair is now and what he's doing, only his guitar knows for sure, and sometimes not even that. That's the poem. That's it.
Is that the end of that?
That's it.
Don't ever, ever, ever start a poem with the word unfettered.
Well, I haven't edited the poem yet. Okay.
Just some scribblings.
What?
Just some scribblings.
Right.
So that'll be like included in your box set, but maybe not, you know, your regular release.
Right. Well, it might be some unplugged.
Drunk Boy thinks that the best way to start a poem in the whole world would be to start it with the words Bobcat Goldthwait.
Do that with yours. Bobcat Goldthwait, unfettered.
Bobcat Goldthwait, yet on the cusp of a word.
There you go.
That makes sense.
There you go.
Yeah, I wrote this because, when I saw Half Japanese open for Umklunk, or something like that.
Oh!
That was in July.
Hey, Jennifer, can we give you an assignment for next week?
Yes.
Okay, for next week we want you to write an introduction to Chris and Rob's Kung Fu Theater. It's got to start with Bobcat Goldthwait, too.
It has to start with Bobcat Goldthwait.
Got us?
I absolutely do, and
Kay.
I did like your Christmas in the mall thing, even though you did it 4 times last week.
All right. Thanks for being faithful, and get to work on that project, okay, Sugar?
All right. Take care, hon. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, we did it twice when we did it live.
Suckered her into writing something else for us.
Well, she's ever written anything for us?
Well, now she is.
Well, we actually have a topic, sort of, kind of.
It better be good, too, Jennifer. 749-1444. That's the phone number down here at the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show, where our motto, just like the state motto of Alaska, is... Rob?
If it itches, scratch it.
Nope. North to the future, eh?
Okay.
I thought you knew that. You want to know some more facts about Alaska? The state flower is the forget-me-not. The state tree is the Sitka spruce.
How much weed do they
I figured the state flower would be like a frozen dandelion or something.
The state bird is the willow ptarmigan.
The ptarmigan?
Mm-hmm.
It's all white except for its eyes, I think. What's the highest mountain in Alaska?
Mount McKinley.
You know it's so big it has its own gravitational pull?
It sure does. And we learned all this and more on tonight's episode of the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. You'll want to tune in every week.
We're not just entertaining, we're damn educational as well.
And when you're on the west side of Cincinnati,
the
maybe
best
in
side
the
of Cincinnati.
Fairmont, Dalton, Spring Grove Business District, and you're hungry for a little lunch, where are you going to go?
The best, that Cincinnati West restaurant.
You're going to go over to that Cincinnati West restaurant located at 1673 Westwood Avenue, right around the corner from Sight and Sound over there on Queen City Avenue. It's the place to munch for lunch.
Did you just make that up?
I did, actually.
Unfettered, it's the place to munch for lunch. Man, you're rolling right along there. Yeah, I would write that down too, man.
Maybe we should call him up.
Did they have to pay for that advertisement?
Yes.
Really?
Uh-huh. A lot. Man, that's a big
deal.
Yeah, I tell you, we... Whoa! Oh, says it is.
That's lightning.
318.
It's lightning.
All right.
Actually, cool. to be straight up with you, Cincinnati West is open for lunch Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., and they deliver over there on Westwood Avenue,
well,
the
don't...
west side. The
I tell you what, this
phone
restaurant...
number is 251 West, 251 this... W-E-S-T.
Well, that restaurant's going to have a hard time making any money if it's only open 5 hours a day.
Don't tell me that.
It's open only for lunch?
Yes, it's open only for lunch. It's your lunchtime.
Somebody might
want to
clue
time.
This guy in. There's two other meals that Americans traditionally eat besides lunch.
Well, not every place in town can be Daniel's, though.
Oh,
you know?
If only they could.
749-1444. This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. We'll be right back, so don't fret. The Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show is being broadcast to you tonight in full color. If the colors on your TV set do not happen to match up, just adjust the controls. If Rob looks a little too peeked to you tonight, just adjust
you're
your tip control.
You're like a manly man there with your foot up on a chair and your flannel shirt. All this talk about Alaska got you in that lumberjack mood, doesn't it?
I'd go to war over Alaska.
You got growing your beard again, wearing your
okay.
baseball hat.
The phone number here is 749-1444, and we're going to interview our studio audience tonight. Rob,
really?
You want to take care of that? Take them on one by one and have each of them give you a comment on whether they'd go to war over Alaska or not.
Step up to the
first
mic, introduce yourself. What's your line?
Hey, I'm Drunk Boy.
Hey, Drunk Boy. The world-famous Drunk Boy got drunk and tried to stand on one leg.
Yes, that would be
one
me.
Of these chairs and...
Don't get too comfortable.
Yeah, don't get too
comfortable. I won't get too comfortable.
Okay.
Last time I took over the mic.
Yeah.
Quite some time, actually.
Yeah.
That was kind of fun. Okay, go ahead.
All right, so would you go fight these dreaded Ruskies if they tried to take Alaska?
Well, it depends.
On what?
Well, I drink a lot, and if they're willing to give me the vodka for free, well, I'd have to defect, yeah. I would have to defect.
All right, next
up.
But if not, oh, heck yeah.
Okay, mystery guest number two, sign in, please.
Hello, I'm Chris from Massachusetts.
Oh, you're from Massachusetts now?
From Massachusetts.
Oh. Let's hear that thick Boston accent.
That Boston accent?
There you go.
It's Fast Eddie.
Hey, say Kennedy for me.
Candy.
Say clam chowder.
Clam chowder.
Clam chowder!
Say parking cars at the Boston Gardens.
Parking cars at the Boston Gardens.
Ooh, he is definitely from Boston.
You do go to school in Boston, though, huh?
Actually, I go to school in Amherst at the University of Massachusetts.
Wow!
Are you smart?
I go to school at the University of Massachusetts.
Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
Woo! All right.
Is it the real Bob?
Answer. He can go on after the rest of the guests.
Hold on, Bob.
So, Chris from Boston, would you go to war over Alaska?
I'd probably go to war over Alaska, but I'd have to have some kind of incentive. I mean, I would only go to war in Alaska because I'm from Massachusetts and I would have to go to war over the Kennedys. Maybe if a Kennedy was in Alaska, I would go to war over them.
Good answer. Next. Who's on the hot seat next?
Next.
Wow, good answer there. That's going to be a tough one to follow. The pressure's building.
Well, hello. This is Brad from Canton, Ohio.
Brad from Canton.
Oh, Canton's exciting. Oh, things in Canton are pretty exciting, let me tell you.
How's that?
You know, Canton's a happening place, let me tell you, you know. Canton
have a AAA baseball team?
Oh, Canton has a AA. Only AA, not AAA. You know, they couldn't get those three A's out. They only got two
A's. How's that Hall of Fame?
But Hall of Fame's pretty exciting. Hall of Fame's pretty exciting. The Hall of Fame, you know, that's Canton. The Hall of Fame. Well, the
Brad.
Hall of Fame. Brad and the Hall of Fame.
Brad the Hall of Fame.
That's exactly. Drunk Boys from Canton, if you haven't known that. But the Hall of Fame and Massachusetts Boy. A lot of people from Canton around here.
Okay, so speaking on behalf of the citizenship of Canton, would you go up and kick some Ruski ass if they try to take over Alaska?
Oh, well, I think it's necessary. Oh, definitely. Oh,
yeah. All right.
It's a must. Well, the Canton boys, obviously, you know.
If they heard the Canton boys were coming, they would probably back
obviously
off.
Obviously, they would run.
They would just
they
back
would run.
Off.
They would run.
All right, who's up next?
Canton.
Who's next?
Stone guy?
Dumb guy.
Oh, dumb guy.
No, I'm also.
That's a change.
Well, you know, it's drunk boy and dumb guy. We just
okay.
You know, have that.
Mr. Dumb Guy, what do you do for a living, sir?
I'm not allowed by law to reveal that information.
Okay,
so.
We'd have to kill you if you revealed it.
Well, somebody would probably. But
you look like a fine, strapping, healthy young man. Would you go up there and take on the Russians if they took over Nome?
Well, you know, again, the liquor figures in pretty much, but you know, you'll have that. So,
well, Alaska probably has some kind of snow booze or something.
Well, you know, they can grow their own weed, so that's kind of cool. So that figures in pretty heavily. So, I think I would probably defend Canton. You know, defend them.
Canton, you would defend Canton. I'd defend Canton, but not Alaska.
Alaska, I you know. If Brad from Canton's there and he's hanging out,
okay.
He's got some weed, then
I'd
maybe.
I'd go if Brad goes.
Yeah.
All right, that's a good one. Who's next? Uh-oh.
Chef Paulie.
One more to go.
Chef Paulie.
Yeah. Where are you from, Paulie?
Detroit.
Wow.
You know Ted Nugent?
You have to say it. We've met, but I wouldn't say I know him.
You haven't met him?
No, I'm just kidding.
They shot arrows, you know, besides that.
So, you're crazy, obviously, if you're from Detroit. Would you go up there and take on some Russians?
I'd have to say probably not. If they were willing, you guys were talking about how much we paid for it. If they'd refund the money.
There you go. Well, do they have the sales slip, though? I mean,
if we just have hung on to that receipt.
Do they have proof of purchase? Well, all right.
Annual percentage rate all included.
Well, that'll work. Okay, we got to go to Bob now. Not got to. We want to. Bob, hello. How are you?
Hey, guys.
Hey, Bob.
It's Bob.
No kidding.
So what's up, fellas?
What up?
I'm up to my neck in young Alaskan boys.
Really?
Oh, man, they got that thick skin, you know? They got all that sort of blubbery stuff on them, right? Builds up. I can burn them with cigars that don't do nothing.
What can we do for you tonight, Bob?
Just calling to say hi, tell you the goods are on the way, if you know what I mean.
Well, no, what does that mean?
The goods.
Goods. What kind of goods?
The package.
We're not going to get a mail bomb, are we?
I wouldn't bomb you, fellas. I like you crazy little guys. I'd love you two times.
Okay, Bob.
His name was Morrison, and his language was rock.
Would you go to war over Alaska, Bob?
Oh, hell yes.
You like war?
Well, I don't exactly enjoy it. I kind of try and treat it as a sport.
Yeah.
See, what I do is I take my deer gun up there, right, and I pick those pinkos off one at a time.
Mm-hmm.
You don't mess with my brothers to the north.
No way. Do not.
See, I've been deeply involved in some of the very remote Alaskan tribes.
Oh, really?
They treat me as somewhat of a god.
They do?
Yes. They've designed actual rituals trying to bring me back. Once in a while, I try and visit them, bring them snacks, etc. But basically, I can't find enough time to get up there.
Hey, I know your life is hectic, Bob.
Oh, I'm all over.
You got a lot to do.
Man, I'm swinging. I'm making moves.
You're a man on the go.
Trying to get this book out. Trying to get my book published.
What's the name of your book?
Called Mouthful of Bob.
Mouth
is back out on me, though. Viking Press. Bunch of wussy boys over there.
Mouthful of Bob.
Oh, yeah.
Your life story.
I had to form my own little publishing company, unfortunately.
And it is called?
It's called Raging Sphincter Press.
Yeah!
Woo! Who are all those guys down there?
Don't get your hopes up. Thanks for your call, Bob. The phone number here at the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show is 749-1444. We're awaiting your call.
Psychological effects. Sometimes the early psychological changes coincide with the early physical changes experienced while stoned, but the famous mind expansion comes after the famous physical sensations. Grass heightens and distorts.
For example, profound revelations.
You may think you have profound revelations, only to discover later that they are none too profound. For example,
profound revelation number one.
Survival of the species is everybody's business.
Profound revelation number two.
No matter how much you may dislike pickles, it is, after all, the only thing you can do with cucumbers.
What may cause this magnification of the importance of certain things is that your mind seems to be racing along, and sometimes
you find
a number of levels at once simultaneously.
There is also the fact that you tend to forget everything almost as soon as it happens, and certain thoughts seem to take on secondary and even tertiary.
Hey, man, what are you talking about?
I think I forgot.
Let's listen in on a quiet scene in The Little House Down the Street. Andy and Virginia are very stoned and are spending the evening listening to their collection of old records and giggling a lot. Let's listen.
I'm all discombobulated. For shimmel.
Are you hungry?
Hungry? No. Oh, wait a minute now. Did you mean am I hungry for food or am I hungry in the abstract? Like hungry for knowledge or adventure? It's my own humor. Yes.
We're back on here at the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show with a weather update.
Clear skies in 17. Louisville's clear skies in 16 degrees. And like
that? Okay, that's the weather report in Louisville tonight. This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show with an important message for you.
See, you shouldn't promo them. You should just go to it.
Here's an important message.
You shouldn't even say that. Just
all
go
right.
to it. Make it quick.
Here's an important message.
Don't even say that. Just go to it.
This if is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show with something you need
don't
to know.
Don't even say that.
If you get the Sunday blues prior to the morning, Monday morning blues, tune into the late show at 2 a.m. Sunday nights. Ed and Laddie present comedy at its finest with all, most, well, some of your favorites, including the biggest hits ever released. And with Jacqueline at 3 and 4 a.m., the late show has been known to cause cancer in small laboratory animals at an alarming rate. It's simply the most fun you can have with the radio on. So, join Ed and Laddie every Sunday, Monday morning at 2 a.m. to 5 a.m. You just might be surprised. If you're easily offended, though, take your radio and immerse it in a soapy water. Thanks again for your continued alleged support.
Jim, why didn't you just hand him War and Peace to read?
He says, let me do a PSA. You hand him a damn Steinbeck novel or something.
First of all, I flunked 3 years of English, so you got to give me something simple.
What are we doing?
We're leaving already?
Say the phone number. 749-1444. Oh, yeah, I got to say it right now. 1444. We were talking about Alaska, taking and now we're talking about, you know, Russian novels and American novels and what's he doing? He's brainstorming? Okay. Yeah, here's what we're going to do.
What?
We're not going to get to it yet, though.
No, we certainly are not. But eventually we will, and it will be darn fine when we do get to it. What are we talking about? Kung Fu Theater?
No, we're not doing that.
No, we're not going to do that.
Nobody's calling about Alaska. What's the deal?
Yeah, if we could just get...
People love Alaska.
So why aren't they calling up? Nobody's
because they're scared of you guys. They're afraid you'll make fun of them. That's what the... They're a bunch of losers.
All up about Alaska.
Big pansies.
Topic tonight is baked Alaska.
How do you make it? How do you make a baked Alaska? You like put ice cream in the oven or something.
This dog just didn't hunt. Now.
It came out pretty good.
Like Alaska.
So whenever,
Alaska.
Whenever we get desperate, we just go to Ross. Is that the deal, Chris?
No. Not good.
Who's Ross?
H. Ross. Oh. Henry.
Oh,
Atros. Atros.
Then you got a point.
Atros there. There, big boy. What's going on, man? Okay. You're flipping switches like...
That.
Oh, we're doing it now?
Mm-hmm. That's it.
What's the name of that one island? What are the two islands there?
Auckland?
No. The Diamond? The Diamond... A group of Siberian kung fu experts from Large Diomede Island have silently crossed through the Bering Strait icy waters to get to Little Diomede Island, where a highly trained group of kung fu expert Eskimos await their arrival on the icy, rocky shore. Tune in next week for another exciting adventure in Kung Fu Theater! Boy, I hope we taped that one.
This is the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. 749-1444 is the phone number. Give us a call.
Topics Alaska, themes Alaska, and remember what?
Remember, all poetry must start with...
And all poetry... What rhymes with Goldthwait? Tom Waits.
Tom Waits. Yeah. If you got a poem that has Bobcat,
you heard Tom Waits. It's a classic tune.
Right there. It's got Bobcat Goldthwait and Tom Waits. Sure as hell, I want to hear it.
Yeah.
You can send it to the theme of the Brady Bunch.
And you can send it to BPDAFL.
BPDAFL. BPDAFL.
Speaking of the Ice Age and all that, speaking of really cold stuff. Did you hear that the carbon dating on the remains of a horse found last fall near the Alaskan-Canadian border shows that it died 26,000 years ago,
mm-hmm.
making it one of the best-preserved Ice Age animals ever discovered in North America?
Really?
Really.
Speaking of the Ice Age.
The dark chestnut hide is complete with blonde mane and tail and a tattoo on its butt. Right.
They froze its mane?
Just AAA.
That's mm-hmm. cool.
Miners found it near Dawson City, 340 miles north of Whitehorse.
You quit writing it down?
This is a very significant find in terms of understanding Ice Age animals, and it gives us a window into life in the Ice Age. It was found up near Yukon.
Was it a rodeo horse?
Looked like it. Had
all right.
Marks.
Jimmy!
Hello, Jimmy. You're on the air.
Hi, fellas.
Hey.
I just want to tell you, boys, you're sitting in your snug little place there, you know, making your little jokes, making funny little comments about them pinkos, you know?
We sure are.
Their subject. Well, let me tell you what would really be funny.
What would be funny?
A couple years, you boys are standing in a big line, waiting for cheap toilet paper and lousy shoes. How'd you like that?
I'd love it. You mean we'd all move to Norwood?
What the hell are you talking about, boy?
Oh, if the Ruskies come and invade Alaska, then you know California's next on their list.
Well, they can have California, all them stinking hippies out there. They can take that
after
one.
California is Price Hill, which is, I'm sure, where you're from.
By hell no, I'm out right here in Bethel. Visit
like
a couple cousins of mine.
Bethel. Bethel.
Bethel. Oh, Lord Almighty, I'm on a serious drunk tube. In 3 days, I can't remember a damn thing.
So, Jimmy, you're saying that we should take this Zhirinovsky guy a little bit more seriously.
I'm saying he's a snake in the grass, baby. And as soon as you just treat him lightly and make your little jokes, he's going to jump up and spit venom right in your face. Your smiling little smirking face.
Bring him on.
Wow.
He's going to bite you. He's going to turn you. He's going to feed you a big, juicy red apple, just like in the Garden of Eden.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's sweet talking us pretty good now.
That's right. Hell, I'm on the drunk. Don't get me started, boy. I'll talk your ear off.
Well, ain't you a daisy.
You guys got any Bosesis down there?
Yeah, all the time.
Oh, man, that boy can sing.
I'm so happy he's doing the Monday Night Football things again.
Oh, yeah, he rock and rolls, baby.
Mm-hmm.
So,
you know what? You know what? You know what they say about Bosesis?
Well,
not
right.
Only does he like old Waylon, he also likes Van Halen.
Dude, the boy rocks. Boy rocks it all. Man's got an open mind and open heart.
All right, man. You're a good guy there, Jimmy, and please stay indoors. Jimmy,
his name was Bosesis, and his language is rock.
What?
His name is Bosesis, and his language is rock.
Just like Morrison.
Morrison, that boy is a stinking degenerate.
Hey, I heard that Bosesis really has a phony beard because when he fell down that mountain, he ripped his face off and couldn't grow a real one.
You talking bad about Bosesis?
No, fax me a beer, man.
Let me tell you something. You give me and Bosesis a couple of guns, we'll go out to Alaska and solve the whole damn problem.
You go up to Alaska and both come back dead.
Man, we'd kill every damn pinko up there.
One of you'll shoot the other, and the other one of you get eaten by a grizzly bear.
Couple of cases of whiskey?
Rednecks from Bethel do.
Give me a fifth of rye whiskey and a deer gun. I'll go up there and shoot every damn pinko I see.
If the ocean was rye whiskey, I bet you'd be a duck and you'd swim to the bottom and drink your way up.
Oh, man, I'd drink enough to float a battleship where I am.
That's what I thought.
As Skinner said.
So what's the weather like out in Bethel tonight?
Well, it's a little chilly. Unfortunately, I'm too drunk to notice. I feel pretty damn warm at the moment.
At least you're warm.
Well, Jimmy, we've beat this dead horse.
Pass that one over here, boy.
Okay, what do you want to hear?
I'll tell you what, can you play me a little, Freebird? How about that guy who died, that Zappa guy?
Oh.
The guy who died of cancer of the butt.
Don Ameche?
He died of cancer of the butt?
Yeah.
Lord, he was one of my favorite actors.
Bill Bixby?
Loved him.
That was that Mike Brady?
Okay, we got a little dead by the butt cancer coming up.
All right, baby, I'm going to get back to this rye whiskey here. I'm a little serious drunk.
All right, Jimmy.
See you later.
All right, Jimmy.
Oh.
Later.
Big Chris and Rob, shout out to Drunk Boy and the Merry Mad Crew.
The Merry Pranksters.
And a big shout out to our roving reporter, Chris Fenton.
Oh, roved all the way to Amherst.
Who Cincinnati is the lesser of because he's gone.
Is that right? Rove? Is the past tense of rove? Roved?
Roved,
or is it rave? Did he rave?
Rave on, brother.
Ravealicious.
Hey,
it's rave-tastic.
Tell Chris to rave on, will you?
Chris, rave on.
Okay.
Rave on.
Rave on.
It's ravealicious. It's a raving good time.
And in case you just tuned in, this is the Chris and Rob late night talk show, and you missed a good show.
What? Well, is it over? Is it over?
No.
We got an hour, Tim.
No.
Every woman gets a little present.
Yeah. From Chris and Rob. Reminding all the lovely ladies out there that we love you.
On the next 5 callers, they get hosted.
And you know, we haven't got nary a single Christmas card, did we?
I got some at home, but...
No, did Chris and Rob as an entity?
Rob, no.
Well, I got some
if
at home, too.
If anyone wants to send us any fan mail, you can send fan mail to Chris and Rob, care of WAIF. Jot this down.
Christmas
Post
cards are
50%
off.
Right. Post Office Box 6126, Cincinnati, Ohio, 45206. If you didn't get all that down, look it up. Or call Jim at 749-1444, and he'll tell it to you again and put you on the radio with us.
And you get to talk to us, and you get us ask us questions, or just talk to us, or anything.
Remind Jim when you call up if you want to be on the mailing list, and he'll take your address.
Or you just
want to
be on Drunk Boy.
Or if you just want to be on...
Yeah. Give
be
us a break.
You know, the next 5 callers that are female get Drunk Boy.
Whoa, they'll light up now.
Drunk Boy, don't get your hopes up. Naked Renee don't tune in that much anymore.
Oh!
As long as Delhi Dude don't call in, I'm okay.
Delhi Dude, what happened to Delhi Dude?
You don't call anymore.
What happened to Bag Butter? And all those, you know, the greats.
Hey, you want to hear something funny? I was tuned into the late show on Sunday evening. And this kid kept calling in, pretending like he was the famous Bob.
You?
No.
You mean Bob just called us Bob, mouthful of Bob?
Mouthful of Bob, Bob. Yeah.
It's Raging Sphincter Publications. Okay, and
And in case you just tuned in, this is the portion of our program where things generally
already
fall apart.
Already, things usually don't fall apart till 4:30, not 8 till 4.
You know, it's pretty safe to say the next 5 callers don't want Drunk Boy.
We
ain't got one yet.
You're not really going out on much of a limb for that.
Yeah.
Hey, Chris, you hear about those guys in Chicago?
Get one caller that wants Drunk Boy, I'll be happy.
Nobody wants Drunk Boy.
Out in Chicago.
Hey,
this 8-year-old kid opened his Christmas presents early, so his parents shackled him to a bed. You hear about that?
Yeah, he got tied to his bed.
You know,
that ain't cool.
Who the hell's got shackles laying around their house? These people are pretty wild.
Maybe they're into kinky sex.
I guess so.
I do, but I don't have kids.
I mean, 8-year-old kid opens his present too early, and they shackle the kid to a bed?
Mm-hmm.
That's evil.
It sure is, and they got arrested for it, too.
Did they?
In New York City, New Yorkers, 310 of them. See ya. 310
Drunk
New York City
Drunk
people.
Boy's gone.
We call them New Yorkers. Hey, yeah. Later. I'm going to miss you.
Big Jim Fan Club.
Big Jim Fan Club.
310 New Yorkers this week turned in their guns for $100 gift certificates.
The Big Jim Fan Club will one day
Boys
take over.
Us. That's right. I don't know what you think about that. 310 people turned in their guns for Toys R Us gift certificates.
That was the most successful of all those gun buyback things.
Oh,
there it is.
That's the end of that. Whoop. There it is.
What did you hear Letterman? Well, you probably heard Letterman's joke last night.
What was that?
I'm not going to tell. I don't want to steal, you know. I'm not like some people. I don't want to steal everybody else's joke.
Hey, Jim, keep an eye on Drunk Boy, will you? Until he gets out of here.
Out of control,
hey, clean
He's
it up or at least kick it down the hallway. Their coach.
749-1444. Now listen up.
I'm listening, Crib Dog.
Crib Dog.